It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police in Boulder say they've received hundreds of tips about who was involved in a party that turned violent near the CU campus on Saturday. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
The crowd grew to as many as 800 people, many of whom were not wearing masks. Some participants later assaulted police officers and damaged property. University of Colorado Boulder officials say students who attended could face suspension. Those found to have assaulted police may be expelled. In a statement, the CU Interfraternity Council says the party turned into a riot because of nice weather and a lack of spring break. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The town of Avon plans to tighten its non-reusable plastic bag ban after Walmart approached it with a new idea. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
Avon banned single-use plastic shopping bags in 2018 because of their impact on the environment and landfills. Last month, the local Walmart asked if they could give away free plastic bags again if they met the town's definition of reusable, if they were thicker, washable, and lasted longer. The majority of the town council agreed that even if Walmart would be following the law, the move would go against the intent of the ordinance. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado's northern neighbor is easing its health and safety requirements during the pandemic. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says masks will no longer be mandatory in that state next week. He also plans to lift the rules for bars, restaurants, theaters, and gyms. Gordon cites Wyoming's declining number of COVID-19 cases and its success in distributing vaccines as reasons to end mask wearing. Montana, North Dakota, and Texas have also lifted their mask requirements. Last week, Governor Jared Polis extended Colorado's mask order. Colorado's weather forecast has rain and snow later in the week, and things getting cooler today. Mostly sunny and in the mid-60s around Denver and in Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News.